You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collin. It's my pleasure to be with you. We're here at the fourth Wednesday of the month between 12 and 1, as always, Siri. And I have with me this afternoon Adam Keenan, and he's the, let's have a look at this, he's the campus wellbeing leader down at Lilydale. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you very much for having us, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here, mate.
It's good to have you. First of all, I've got to say, because I do know Matt Shaw listens in from time to time, and he does. If you're listening, Matt, he says he's a mate of yours, but I'm still going to interview him because he's probably a decent guy. No, Matt's a great guy. Adam, I spoke to you off air, and I'm going to ask you straight up. We'll talk about your job in half a tick, but what made you get into youth work?
It was probably about 14 years ago. One of my good close friends, goes by the name of Ryan. His last name's Coonan, but I won't name him. suggested, with all my life experience and background, to see if I could try my hand at youth work. And I started.
He didn't say that. It was a nice, easy gig where you get paid plenty of money and don't do any work.
No, he didn't say that at all, because that would be untrue. So I just started going back to school at that time, and
You were a mature age student, weren't you? Like, you weren't a young person straight out of uni or something?
No, not at all. So I started this when I was 31 years old, and now I'm 45, so I'm still loving every day.
Still rocking on. All right, so what's a campus wellbeing leader? First of all, Lilydale, you're at the school, aren't you? Am I right about
that's
that?
That's correct. Yep. Yes, that's correct. So our Lilydale campus is a new campus.
Yep.
It's an extension campus of our Mount Evelyn campus.
Yep.
And Berwick. It's been inundated. There's Berwick, there's Lilydale, there's us in Lilydale, you've got Mount Evelyn, you've got and Yarra Junction as well. So now we're just continuing to grow and grow. Obviously, there is a desperate need for this kind of education model within Yarra Valley and out in the city of Casey. This is a brand new campus which has been open since February this year. So,
all right, so it's down in the old Ford dealer, isn't it? Am I right there?
That's right, yeah. So, well, it's next door to the Etheridge Ford service centre, one would say. So it's the old Box Hill TAFE opposite Bunnings.
All right, so you're the campus leader, wellbeing leader. So just tell us a bit about what that job actually entails for us, Adam.
Well, technically, if you want to look at it, our wellbeing of our students is paramount in relation to the way that they can engage in education. So I guess my job on a daily basis is to check in with our students, make sure they're going okay. We can certainly take them in and have conversations and refer them on to any other services within the area that they think is a good fit for them. But it's also working on regulation techniques. It's working in group settings as well at the same time. It's a fast-paced job, which is incredibly rewarding. Yep. Sometimes,
and depressing at times.
No depression from ours. Self care is paramount for us down here.
Yep.
So our staff are very well looked after by not only us but also our Siri services as a whole.
Adam, we need to make a distinction here, because it's not what you call a main school stream, is it? I mean, your schools are especially catered up for young people who have either been out of the dropped out or just can't relate to mainstream. That's right, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. So we serve the end game for people who want to be involved in education. So there are a lot of young people out there who don't fit into mainstream schools,
yep.
whether it be because of mental health issues or alcohol and other drug issues or criminal issues or just because they just don't fit. And we're that place where they can fit in. We definitely pride ourselves on being able to, take anyone in and work with them to allow them to access their own education within their own pace. Yeah. We work from year 7 to year 12 under a VCAL.
Yep.
They can keep going on until they're about 21 years of age, if necessary, to make sure that they can get a VCAL pass and move into the community.
I know we've talked about the school before because we've had the principal and various people on, but part of the job of your school is to teach them life skills as well, isn't it? Not only just set them up for a score at the end of the year.
That's correct, yeah. So we definitely, you know, pride ourselves on, especially working with our, I guess, our older cohort, where we really put, not pressure, let's say, we won't say pressure, but we really work with them to transition out of school. So yep. we make that basically around a term two process. So during term two, we start working on their transition out of school into work. We've got our VET coordinator linked in with these young people who you know, they go off on Wednesdays to do their own TAFE courses, and that sets them up for jobs after CIRA.
So, part of the school is not actually to teach them necessarily the trade, is it? It's to get them so that they're able to go and learn the trade somewhere else.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, being allowed, able to, I guess, direct these kids to work with their own anxieties, work with their own depression, and being able to, I guess, be at peace with that prior to exiting from our services.
Yep. So how much of the time, well, I mean, I know some of them don't even attend every day, do they? Because some of them just don't have the ability to do that. So out That's of right. the time, how much of that would be working on them as a person rather than, you know, and their well-being and saying, you know, you can do this, you know, we'll help you get there, as opposed to the VCAL actually going off and learning?
I can say that every hour of every day is about teaching them life skills, Alan. It's you know, I mean, we utilise, I guess we think outside the box when it comes to education, where these guys will be out doing some cooking skills and doing cooking, that's maths.
Yep.
Pretty much. So we're working with measurements and all those kind of things, and, you know, throwing paper planes and working with measurements, you know, it's that kind of thing. So it's not a one task fits all kind of thing at all. So
well, I mean, mainstream, and I'm not criticising mainstream, and they can also get aid, you know, teachers' aids and all sorts of things, but mainstream school is more aimed at getting you through your education to get your scores, say, go on to uni or all that, whereas yours is more, I don't say it doesn't have any of that component, but as I understand it, it's more to get them prepared for life as well.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So we use external services to assist with that. We are linked in with the Lilydale Youth Hub down here in Lilydale,
yep.
and they offer an amazing range of supports, especially for our young people. We have a lot of other people coming in at the same time as well to assist these young people to make sure that they, you know, become particularly good humans when they move on.
Well, if not, if they're not particularly good, well, they don't even have to not be particularly good humans, but they can get ripped off in this big world as well too, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They can be taken advantage of, mate. Yeah. So, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on, is working with those people so that they can be, you know, integrated back into the community and get you know, employment.
Fair enough. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I'm talking to Adam Kennan from Siri Services, and he's the campus well-being leader down at Lilydale. Adam, you were saying that you know, a lot of your time is with the young people to make sure that their mental health going and, you know, that they're not stressing out. Do you spend any time with the parents as well?
Absolutely. The communication with the parents is paramount, especially, I guess, not so much talking about the negative stuff that they've been doing, but also the positive stuff as well. So if our kids are having a good day, we make sure that the parents know that. Parents/carers, should I say. So it's absolutely paramount that we do have a relationship with the parents, which, you know, brings us to, we're going to be holding a morning tea for our parents, especially for our Mount Eve campus.
When's that?
So Monday the 4th, our parents who of the kids who attend Mount Eve and Lilydale are invited to, I guess, catch up and see us face-to-face, because it's just the voice at the end of the phone.
Where's that, Adam?
That'll be up at our Mount Evelyn campus.
Yep. And that's just for the parents, isn't it?
Just for the parents and carers, yeah.
Yep, that's fair enough. But you were saying you've got an AGM coming up. Tell us a bit about that, please.
We do. So this Thursday, the 24th of March, kicks off at about 5:45 p.m. and runs through about 8:30 p.m. I know for a fact that I'll be there, so if anyone is attending, they'll get to see my sunny face, which is fantastic, but more importantly, they'll definitely hear from some people within Siri Services and our campus principal, Stephen Duke, who will give a bit of a chat on how things are going on the education side of things.
Oh, that's terrific. And you've also got an AGM coming up.
Well, that was the AGM.
Oh, sorry. I don't normally get distracted, but I've had a phone call. I've had a message from a mate of yours, Matt Shaw, and he says, "Ah, that bullfed. Give him my very best. He's a great mate." So no, sorry about that, but I did get distracted. I don't normally look at my phone, but I was expecting to hear back from Matt.
Beautiful.
So I must apologise for that. That's terribly, terribly poor. I didn't listen. Now, are there any vacancies at all around any of your campuses in the school?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We have a few vacancies sitting out in our grade fives and six out of our Yarra Junction campus. So if anyone is looking to transition their child into a learning environment, that's probably the best place to go at this stage. I do know that we are still taking enrolments here at Lilydale, but there is a wait list currently. So,
do you know about Berwick? Because, I mean, Berwick's still a fairly new campus. Do you know if there's any vacancies there?
No vacancies.
Already?
Yeah, as I said to you earlier, we've been inundated really with opportunities for young people to access education, especially our form of education. So we are quite full at the moment, Ellen.
Gee, that campus hasn't been going very long, is it? And I know it's a specially built school.
Yeah, so it's about 12 months now. I think we're in for Berwick, but they're doing an amazing job down there.
Gee, that's true. And it's full. Sure.
Yeah.
That's terrific. You've also got a market day coming up, or market evening. Oh, no, I think it's a market day on a Sunday. We've talked about this before, but tell us a bit more about it. We want to try and get everybody along there.
Absolutely. So there's going to be food trucks. There's over 100 stalls. They're all going to be down at the Chirnside Park Community Hub on the 27th of March.
Which is this Sunday, isn't it?
It is this Sunday. So it should be a fantastic day out. Hopefully the weather stays the way it should be going.
What time do you know?
Starts from 9 o'clock there, Alan.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? And having the food trucks and coffee and all that should get the parents along to have a look. What sort of stalls? I think there's all sorts of stalls going to be there, isn't there?
To be absolutely honest, I'm absolutely unsure what those stalls are going to be, Alan. If I could reel some off, I would, but I don't know. But look, I mean, we've got Easter coming up, so I'm damn sure there's going to be some Easter stalls coming.
I'm sure there's some. I'm just trying to think because I had someone in from Siri talking about it, and I think there's some places for Easter gifts to be bought, and I think there might be some of these people with homemade things that they've made themselves at the stalls, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, fantastic. That's probably right, yeah.
That's this Sunday at 9 o'clock down at the Chirnside Hub. Adam, apart with your job, like you're involved with the youth and as the campus wellbeing leader, yep. What's the greatest pleasure to either a young person comes to you with problems to see those solved? I'm talking about on a personal level for you now, or whether when they get to graduation and you've got them right through school. Because for some of these young people, just to get them to commit to even 2 days a week for 12 months is a huge commitment, isn't it?
That's a win. It's an absolute win. Because, working with in my previous job in out-of-home care, our main job was to get them back into education. You know, they're already here and that's what we want. So I guess the biggest win for me is if we've been working with them is when they decide that, no, they're okay and they don't need to see us anymore.
Yep.
That's a win. And it's also the win when they actually graduate. And it's more of a win when they actually come back after graduation and let us know how they're going.
And tell you how they're going. Adam, as they're going through the time, mm-hmm. when they graduate, is it normally onto a job or is it – say someone came to you today and we'll say they're in year 8 or something and they get to year 12 and by year 12 you would have thought they would have graduated, am I right?
Sometimes, yeah.
So where would their path go then?
Well, the beauty of it is it's up to them whether it is going straight into the workforce. Maybe it's cut a bit shorter by getting an apprenticeship. Maybe it's off to further education. Like we've got some guys that have transitioned straight to TAFE.
Have you?
And yeah, absolutely. And they're out doing, you know, lots of different things like sports science and other science stuff at RMIT. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing to hear what they're up to.
So some of those young people, their future wouldn't have been very bright, would it? I mean, some of them, before they came to your school, so the fact that the school has turned them around and then got them into a very you know, a decent job, well, any job's decent, is a real win, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the win.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, early learning. You wanted to say something about early learning.
What
can
I say?
check your script.
Because it's not my area. So, limited 3 to 4 year old kinder vacancies at Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn, and Chento Bar, pretty much.
Give it to us a bit slower. Where are they?
So there's limited 3 year old, 3 and 4 year old kinder at Yarra Junction, Mount Evelyn, and Chernside Park. Chernside also offers flexible occasional care, and they've also got enrolment. They've got employment opportunities for people who want to move into early education.
In early education. Well, I think too that you run a course down there, don't you?
There's also trainee opportunity at Yarra Junction Service for assistant educators to study their Cert 3 as well. So,
yeah, and I think they're almost saying that if you complete those courses, I think Siri are almost going to give you, well, I don't say they guarantee you a job, but they'll have a good look at you too, won't they? Because Siri are looking for people.
Oh, I've got a young bloke who we worked with last year, and he graduated, and he's now working in early education up at Mount Evelyn next to the campus.
That's terrific, so
isn't it? That's a win.
What sort of success rate, but that's probably not fair. Out of the people that eventually go through your system, how many of those would go on to jobs or what sort of split? How many would go to jobs and how many would go on to further education?
It's hard to measure. It really is. Like, I mean, our whole, you know, we're not aiming to push them into further education. We just want them to be happy with where they are. So if they walk out of us with a job, that's great. But if they move to further education, that's completely their choice.
Yeah. But I guess if you hadn't have had the influence on them, they would have never got to that stage either, would they?
That's right. They would have dropped out. They, you know, a lot of young people are dropping out of school at 17 because you can.
Yep.
You know, so...
And then just wind up Nadal or whatever. It's not going to go. And we're back with Adam from Siri. And we should, when we talk about Siri, and he'll give us some contact details just before 1 o'clock, you've got to remember it's C-I-R-E. C-I-R-E, not the Siri that you expect on your phone. And it's pretty hard to probably to throw this question at you without any notice either. Have you had what you would consider an outstanding success with one particular person, or are they just all? And we don't want to know too much about the person, but have you got a spectacular one that you'd say, oh, look, that's one of the best I've ever had?
There's several, really. A lot of the time, people think wellbeing is like something negative in their space of education, where, you know, oh, I've got to go talk to wellbeing or all that kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, when people actually physically come to us to actually talk about not only it might not even be a problem, but it might be a win that they're having in their own life. Mm. That's a win for us. When they're not coming in, when they're not feeling down or feeling sad about anything going on in their lives, when they're coming to us happy, that's a win for us. So yeah, every day we do get that, and it's really important for not only us as wellbeing staff, but also our teaching staff as well, to actually see that and understand what's going on for those young people at the time.
Adam, did you find more like your service within the school was more not relevant, but probably more utilised during the COVID time?
Yeah, definitely. Lockdown was hard. Let's face it, it was really hard, especially last year. I think I've got a little sticky note up here saying we did 200 days at one point of lockdown, and that's really difficult for our young people. We obviously were allowed to have our most vulnerable young people on site during that time, and we did a lot of ringing around, especially for those who weren't attending online meets, just make sure they've got regular check-ins with all our staff across all our campuses. That was our main concern. But offering the availability for our young people to come in on site also allowed that connection to still occur. So, you know, we did have some wins during those times, Alan.
Do you still have ongoing problems because of COVID, but that some of them were going along really well, all of a sudden you've probably taken them out of a situation where they were stuck at home or whatever, You brought them into the school, whether it be 3, 4, 5 days a week or 2 days a week, whatever it is, it was a win. And then all of a sudden they're locked up due to COVID, and as we all were, and then they can't back. Have you found that some of them have struggled, having got out of it into something really or to a good space, and then all of a sudden COVID comes and they've declined a bit?
Well, we've probably seen more engagement, I think, coming out of COVID, because this is their routine. This is predictable. This is consistency when they come into school. They know what they're going to get. They have relationships. They have relationships with teachers, with us, and the wellbeing staff, with our principals, all those kind of things. So, you know, this can be normal for them, if you want to put it that way.
Yep.
It really can be. Like, I mean, we've got young people who've transitioned into year seven now, Alan, that haven't been to school in 2 years. They have not been in a classroom for 2 years due to COVID.
It's terrible, isn't it?
So, you know, I mean, you think about the transition from grade six to year seven, which is normally facilitated. It wasn't facilitated for these young people. So that's incredibly difficult at the same time.
Yeah, I think the young people have done it terribly hard over the last few years. Mm. And the other problem is too, which, because I'm involved with the school council and I keep saying this, we sometimes forget that the teachers, not only are they trying to teach your young people via Zoom or whatever you're using, but a lot of them also had children of their own at home that they were trying to make sure that they were getting homeschooled as well. So I think the teachers have had an enormous hardship over the last 2 years, to be honest with you.
Oh, I agree. I think it's not only teachers, but it's also the parents. I'm a parent. I had to homeschool at some point. Unfortunately, I'm not a teacher. So that was extremely evident.
Makes it hard. We're here to talk to Siri Industries. Again, I've got a services, not industries. I've got to stress it, C-I-R-E, when you're looking them up. So, Adam, first of all, let's give the people the way they can contact Siri. How can they find out more about it?
They can certainly give us a call, Alan, if they wish, from 1-300-835-235, and they'll go to our...
give us that again,
1-300? 1-300-835-235.
Yeah.
235, yep. Which will go to our head office, and they can ask questions and be directed straight there from our lovely people on reception. Or they can obviously look us up on the interwebs, being siri.org.au, and that is C-I-R-E, and also on our socials, mate. So we're across Facebook, LinkedIn, all the others, and they can just search for us through there on Siri.
So you're in LinkedIn as well as Facebook and all that. So yeah. Does the school have its own Facebook page, or does it all come under, don't you just go into Siri and on Facebook and then go from there?
That's correct. So it all just goes under the one Facebook page. Makes it easier for everyone to regulate it.
All right. So it's 1-300-835-235 or Siri, C-I-R-E, on Facebook, and you'll find it. And, of course, we should also mention about training too. There is training, and I must be honest, I was going to do the serving with alcohol, the responsible serving with alcohol, which I think was on last week, and I forgot all about it. So I need to talk to your office to see about doing that, because I really want to do that. Adam, we just need to mention the market coming up, because that's pretty close. It's coming up this Sunday.
This Sunday, that's correct, from 9 a.m. There'll be over 100 stalls with food trucks, and who doesn't love a good food truck? So everyone should get down there and support as much as possible.
And what's the address of the Churnside Hub Plus?
That's a very good question. I have never been there.
Kinnear will shoot you.
Kinnear will shoot me, but obviously you can certainly look up the Churnside Community Hub, and you'll be able to find that, no worries, on the Google Maps.
Right.
And Alan, I will also mention that we do have a couple of open days coming up for our campuses, which is April 4th for Yarra Junction, April 5th for Mount Evelyn and Lilydale, and April 7th for Berwick. And they are from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. where you'll be able to come on down and have a bit of a tour through our lovely campuses, and probably meet some of our staff at the same time. I know I'll be down here at Lilydale as well, so it'll be great to see everyone.
So it's more of a later evening, so that mums and dads and everybody can get there, isn't it? So it's 5 to 7 p.m. You said?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Terrific. And of course, we still need to mention. You said that there was some. Some vacancies for 5 to 6 years, 5 to 6 years, not year old, 5 to 6
Grade 5 and 6 there, Alan.
That's it. I got this all bundled up. But,
yeah. So grade 5 and 6 vacancies are available out of Yarra Junction campus. So please, if you do have any, if you're wishing to get anyone into our services, please give us a call on the 1300 number and you can be directed to Yarra Junction campus.
Which sounds terrific to me, and it's a terrific organisation, Siri. And also, when you were saying look up the website, people, mm-hmm. apart from looking up the school or maybe where the market is and all that sort of stuff, it's very well worthwhile to have a look at some of the courses they run, because you run an enormous amount of courses, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So there's still time to enrol into our Semester 1 courses, which is, we've got vacancies in Diploma of Community Services, which, you know, I'm well schooled in that. We've got Cert 4 in School-Based Education Support. There's a Cert 3 in Early Childhood Education and Care, and also Cert 3 in Individual Support. So there's still vacancies in these for Semester 1.
And one thing that doesn't intrigue me, but I think is one of terrific programs you run is First Impressions. Now, I need to mention that because I know a lot of the way the employment is and high interest rates and due to the price of petrol going up, just about mm-hmm. have to sell your soul to fill the tank. But one of the things is that a lot of ladies will be looking at getting back into the workforce that have never been there. And no matter what we say, people shouldn't be judged by the clothes they wear, but they are. And I know, I think they're in Mooral Park and also Yarra Junction, where a lady can go along, they'll outfit you, I think, for free. If you haven't got the money, they'll outfit you for free. They will even help you with your resume, because some of the ladies probably haven't worked for 30 years and didn't even need resumes when they were working. They'll help you with that. They'll try and skill you as to how to perform, because let's not kid ourselves, it shouldn't happen. But if a person walks in looking a bit bedraggled in old clothes and someone else walks in smart, you know who's going to get the job. And it's not right, but that's the way it's going to happen. So First Impression, it's at Mooral Park and Yarra Junction, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And, you know, it's First Impressions all the time, isn't it? So, yep. Unfortunately.
Yep, and that's just the way it is. Adam, look, I think it's terrific what your school does. And I guess the other thing too, that if we've got parents and grandparents that have been listening about the school and it's not a mainstream school, you know, if you want to go 5 days a week and you're motivated and all that, then you go to the mainstream schools. But this is a school mainly designed for young people who haven't been in education for some time, that have dropped out, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. So we're that I guess that place where we welcome everyone, where first impressions don't last, mate. So
that's true. So if we've got a parent or a grandparent, there's nothing wrong with them ringing that 1300 number, 835-235, and finding out. It just may be, it could be a grandparent and they think, oh, gee, that grandson of mine hasn't done much. At the schools, would it be 50-50 male and female or more males?
Oh, I'd say it's a solid 50-50 split.
Would it?
I really would.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I just thought, no, I won't say. I thought maybe some weren't quite as motivated as others. But anyway, we're not here to judge anyway. And I guess the other thing that we should mention or you should mention is, I guess there's no judgment at the school, is there? It doesn't
absolutely
matter,
not, mate.
Doesn't matter what their past is.
Nope. Not at all. So, you know, we take people on face value here. We work with them with their issues that they currently do have or historically what they have. So it's welcome to anyone. It really is.
So, Adam, would some of these young people be carrying scars for years?
Yeah, possibly. We pride ourselves on what we call trauma-informed practice. So we look at the behaviours. We don't look at the people.
And what's that called? Trauma-informed
practice.
Yeah, and what's that really mean?
Looking at the trauma rather than the behaviour itself. So we're looking at what has actually occurred for these young people prior to coming into our environment, and then we work with them on that trauma to see if we can get them through to the end.
So
of
when you you're saying that the trauma has caused the end problem, is that what you're suggesting?
9 times out of 10, that is possibly correct.
Do you often find, and I'm quickly running out of time, do you often find it's trauma caused by the parents? Like, is it mainly outside influence or from within the home that's caused the trauma?
It's a bit of both worlds there, Alan. So it could be within the home, it could be outside the home, it could be a vast array of things. Yeah. It could be a lot of things.